Hi everyone, welcome back to another episode of the In-Between Room. Thank you so much to everyone that liked, commented, or even just viewed the last episode. And also, thank you so much to everyone who subscribed. But let's get right into today's episode. So in today's episode, I just want to go a little deeper into healing. I hope that I can share a little of what I've been through and how I've gotten through and continue to get through some of the things that I have witnessed and have been exposed to from childhood to now. And hopefully, if you have never been able to voice or speak on some of these things that you can relate to that I share, I hope this episode gives you the courage to be able to name and speak on some of these ideas or topics. I know everyone's experiences and situations aren't a mirrored same experience, but I know that a lot of people go through some of the same traumas, some of the same triggers, some of the same not so great coping patterns. So if you never speak to someone about these, I hope that my voice gives you the support, the relief to know that you aren't alone. I have learned that healing may not always look like an upward journey with the final destination, but it pushes you to continually become a better version of yourself. And that ties into the point I always like to make. Healing isn't linear. Some days you'll feel like you're having the best day of your life, and the next day could literally feel like you have only 10% of yourself to give to the world, maybe even only two to truly give to yourself. But that does not mean that you aren't healing. That means you're human. That means you're still alive. That means you have another chance to get it right the next day. And if you do, and the next day seems to go back down again, it's okay. So, a little background about my childhood. I know I have definitely bounced off a lot of these topics that I'm about to bring up in the intro episode, but I'm bringing them back up so that I can go deeper into the why behind all of it. So, starting with my childhood, like I stated, I grew up with an emotionally unavailable family. And that doesn't even tie into specific people or groups of people within my family. That ties into a plethora, a drastic amount of people in my family. There is a lot of unhealed lineage trauma that I endured, that I experienced from my family. And it's kind of recognized a lot of older generations aren't big on therapy, in a sense. Honestly, a lot of their get-through tactics are prayer, which is a big part of healing, growth, deliverance. But God also put tools on this earth for us to utilize: therapy, podcast, relationships. So I believe beyond just prayer, we have to utilize these other resources that were given to us in order to cope through some of the things that we experience so that they don't keep passing down to future generations. So I grew up with an emotionally unavailable family, and loved felt conditional, transactional. There was a lot of, if you do this, I'll do this, I'll get you this. And that is what I grew up thinking love felt like, which made me resort to people pleasing, since love felt like I would only receive it if I was doing good or if I was doing something for someone. I always felt obligated to do, to perform, to be who I truly wasn't. It was as if I was wearing a mask. A lot of my childhood, which turned into perfectionism, I wanted everything to be right because I knew even with doing what people were expecting of me, if I didn't do it right, it wouldn't count. It wouldn't contend me for love. So I felt obligated to do my very best with everything that I set out to. It came with a lot of academic burnout because I felt like I had to perform even outside of family. I felt like I had to perform at school, like I had to be the best of the best. And if I wasn't, I would mentally beat myself up a lot about it. And around middle school, the beginning of high school, that deepened into what honestly started before middle school. I escaped reality. I resorted to maladaptive daydreaming. And if you don't know what that is, it's basically when you daydream, but for an extended amount of time. It's almost as if you create a reality within your mind that helps you cope or helps you get through some of the bad experiences or bad situations you may face in your life. A lot of times I would hope and dream of things going the way I wanted it to and not the way it was going, because it wasn't making me happy. It wasn't making me feel loved. It wasn't making me feel valued. And that maladaptive daydreaming started as a form of coping, but eventually turned into a burden as I grew older. Since it was something I did so regularly during my childhood, it bled into adulthood, and it was hard to escape the escaped reality. It's hard to let go of habits that you have relied on for so long because they numb, they ease the pain. And when you try to cold turkey things, it's hard. It hurts. You feel lost without it because you've depended on it for so long. And it's like you crave it. So that's why I never ever down anyone that are battling addictions, that are battling coping mechanisms that help them escape what they deal with, because it's hard. And a lot of times that's all we know, that's all someone knows. So never down anyone that may be battling addictions, because it truly is hard, and there are different levels of addiction that grow harder. So from high school to college, the prime of love, I took the love I knew growing up, the transactional, conditional love, and also love that performed, love that wasn't really shown, but as long as things were being done, that seemed to be enough. And I mirrored that when I began more seriously dating men. I know high school dating is so controversial. Oh my gosh, you don't know nothing about love. Yeah, whatever. But high school dating is really foundational. It sets the tone for self-worth, love, what you truly accept. It plays a big role in what you learn about yourself, about what you want out of a partner. So never ever knock high school dating. It is the prime of love. may not be the exact place true love starts, but it plays a very, very solid foundation that is set for love. So I dated emotionally unavailable men as well, involved with emotionally unavailable men as well. I am not trying to attack or come at any of my family, any of the men that I dated were involved with. This is for informative purposes only. I value and love every single one of my family members, and I value every single relationship situation that I was in, because without these situations, I wouldn't be the woman I am today. I wouldn't know and accept and appreciate the things I do today. So, like I stated, I was involved with emotionally unavailable men, and love mirrored what I knew. Love was, again, conditional, transactional. If you do this, I'll do this. If you do this, I'll love you, or I'll give you another chance, or I'll take you here, or as long as you're doing this, I'll love you, I'll stay with you. And that is not what love is about. Love should be, if you do this, or even if you don't do it, I'll still love you. I would prefer probably sometimes that you do these things, but even if you don't, I still will love you. Love is about choosing even when you might not want or accept some of the things that may be done, said, thought about. Love is about still choosing, even when it's hard, even when it might not look like what you want it to look like, even if it doesn't come how you expect it to. Love is still accepting the person for who they are, because truly, you can't change anyone. Only God can change a person. And if it's not working out and you think that you can change that person, it ain't ever gonna happen. So remember that love is not conditional. Love is not transactional. Love isn't only on the days that you're making me happy. And that is why wedding vows are the way they are, because it truly is for better or for worse. And even beyond how I always emphasize, love relationships are beyond romantic. Even with family, even with friends, you know, if things aren't working out, then hey, let it be. Love is not about the best days. Love is about choosing a person, even if you have to take a few hours away from one another, a few minutes from one another. Love is still choosing them, even in the moments that you may not be speaking, that you aren't seeing eye to eye. So I go back to say, you know, with dating, I took what I could get. I really did. I stayed and showed loyalty beyond the time I knew God really wanted me to stay in these situations. I felt obligated to stay. I knew that how love was portrayed to me, I didn't want to take what I knew was probably sometimes with certain situations, the most love some people probably ever felt or were shown at that moment in their life. I am a lover girl. I love hard. I put my all into relationships, and that is where I messed up a lot of times. You should never, ever, ever lose yourself in relationships. And I can do a whole episode on relationships, romantic relationships in general, if that is something you guys are interested in, because I have learned so much from romantic relationships. But never, ever lose yourself in a romantic relationship. Your individuality is so imperative to any relationships, again, beyond romantic, friendships, family. If you are not maintaining your individuality, you will lose yourself, and you will never be able to be the person that that person needs you to be for them. And they'll never be the person that you need them to be for you. You have to maintain yourself. If you feel like you're losing yourself, if you feel like the world is at your throat when it comes to a certain situation, 9 times out of 10, you probably shouldn't be in that situation. let God leave you to love. Let God be the reason behind your push to a love. Don't ever feel obligated to stay somewhere that's draining, that's not bringing you peace. Your peace is worth more than you trying to provide peace for someone else. You will never be able to be someone's true peace. You can only reflect it. You can only be a mirror for that person. That person has to accept and want the things that they may be expecting you to give them for themselves. Again, you can only be a mirror. You can only mirror what you know, what you're accepting yourself. If you're not accepting peace, if you aren't accepting love, if you aren't accepting patience, kindness, you can never mirror that to that person. It'll only be chaos, destruction, torment, honestly. So you have to learn when to let go. Don't ever feel obligated to stay somewhere that you know you've been called out of for a long time. So again, I escaped reality, even in romantic relationships, even in some friendships, even in some relationships with family. When I was around these people, after a while, I knew that I was being called out, but I stayed. I felt obligated. I felt, you know, I made these promises, these empty promises that I knew weren't getting me anywhere. And I would be around these people and I would daydream. I would want to be somewhere else, or I would be on my phone texting someone I'd rather be with. Don't take that as cheating. I say even with friendships. We'll see. I would want to be in this place, that place, that place. I would just sometimes even rather be home alone. So, you know, a lot of times they say, you know, what are the colors you need the red flags to turn to leave? I've been in those situations, but like I said, without these situations, I would not know the things. I would not value the things that I do know. So again, don't ever downplay even the bad situations. I know sometimes we want to hate our exes. We want to hate past situations. We want to hate friendships that did us so wrong. But honestly, without them, we wouldn't realize what we don't want, what we don't need out of people. And they are a part of our in-between. They make us grow and develop and learn who we do need. And I have also learned that those situations make us run from the things that we know we do need, that mirror the things we always craved. I can say from personal experience, recently I have been introduced to new friends, to new situations that scare me, that mirror things I never got to see, I never got to witness in past friendships, situations, relationships. And it's terrifying. It makes you want to run because you don't know how to accept these things. You only know survival mode. You only know I gotta look out for myself. And yes, being selfish is looking out for yourself. But, you know, I have also learned on this healing journey that it can become a burden as well. You have to learn to let people in again. Guard your heart, but remember that there still are people out here that will love you for you, not for the performative version of you, the escaped version of you, the version of you that you have shown the world for so long. There are people out here that will love you for you and the person that you may have buried long ago because the world wasn't nice to you, because family wasn't nice to you, because love wasn't nice to you. There's still a version of you that requires and needs the love that people are willing to give you, and you have to be open and accepting of that. It won't ever be perfect. People are still human and they will mess up. They will fail you. That's why you have to know that people are only a mirror. They aren't the source. God is the source. And once you become whole in Him, you will truly be able to accept the love that you deserve. So going back again to the death of a very close cousin of mine, who I refer to really as my brother, in 2022 was like an unlocking moment for me. I cut out and cut off a lot of people that I realized meant me no good, that didn't have my best interests at heart, and that goes down to personal, romantic situations, relationships, everything in between. I let go of a lot of people, and even up to this year, I have let go of a lot of people in my life. And a lot of times, God may be calling you out of situations. You may not even understand why. You may not truly ever understand why, but believe me when I say God hears and sees things that we will never hear or see from these people. And He has our best interests at heart, even when we don't understand it. So remember that whatever He takes away, He will always replace it with better, because you deserve better and you have to learn that you deserve the better. So with the death of my brother, I awakened self-love, self-worth, and I realized that I deserve more. I reflected back on his life so much, and just the little things that he did, he said, he showed me, and it gave me a brand new perspective on life, on love, on relationships as a whole. I learned that not everyone has the same love languages. If you're not familiar with love languages, I'll leave a link in the description to a breakdown of love languages and just ways people express and accept love. There are different forms. Some people like words of affirmation. They like being told how much they are valued, loved. And a lot of love languages stem from trauma. I have learned that, and love languages evolve as people heal, as people grow, as people become introduced to new loves. Some people like acts of service. They like you doing things for them. They like being shown. There are a lot of more. Learn what yours are, or your family, friends, your partners. But I learned that the little things are important. Not everyone shows love out loud. A lot of times, going back to like acts of service, a lot of times I have learned that people do things and that shows their love. Not everyone is a hugger, a kisser, a I love you every time we leave each other's presence. And that's okay. You know, everyone shows love in different ways. And his truly was acts of service. He did things, he said things that weren't always I love you, but how he looked out for me, how he said things, not even in the most direct ways, but said things that I knew he was saying, that looked out for me, that had my best interests at heart, showed me how much he truly did care about me and love me. And there was always that part of me that felt so bad after his death, because I felt guilty. I didn't say I loved him as much as I wanted to, and it pushed me to say it, even if others may not say it back to me at times. I learned that saying it, that showing it, eventually unlocks that part of them that needs it, because we all need it. And eventually they'll show it, they'll give it back in due time, but never pressure someone to give and show you the things that you are hoping for. Not everyone is on the same level you may be in their healing journey, in their journey of learning self-love, love in general. I also started to finally let go of maladaptive daydreaming. I have slowly but surely still been overcoming this. It is not where it used to be at all. I am not in deep thought as I used to. Now it'll be more so of a thought, more so than actually escaping. And I'm so proud of myself and how far I have come with that. It has been a process. Again, it's not linear at all, But it has definitely been a process, and I will say that something that helped me get through that was definitely therapy. I will go into some of my coping strategies now. Therapy. I started therapy a couple of months ago. In college, I was first introduced to therapy. In college, I was diagnosed with mild depression. I was also diagnosed with anxiety, and I was given medicine for it. I did not like the way it made me feel. A lot of people talk about how it kind of silences their thoughts. It kind of brings them into themselves. But to me, I did not like that feeling. I felt like I was trapped in my head. Like I couldn't think. Like I couldn't process. Like I couldn't be me. I just didn't feel the same anymore. So I didn't stay on that medicine long at all. I quickly got off and I went to therapy continuously even after coming off the medicine. And I connected with my therapist. I personally connect better with those who are like me, who may have been able to experience some of the things that I have experienced. So I did request an African-American therapist and I got a male. And we were able to connect on more of a surface level. A lot of our sessions were more so academic based, and I was never truly able to dive into the background, my childhood trauma, things that made me who I was at that point. So that didn't last long, honestly. I went a few sessions and they were helpful, but about a few months ago, I was introduced to an African-American female therapist, and that has been amazing. I still see her from time to time now. It's more so as needed. I went from weekly to bi-weekly to monthly, back to bi-weekly, back to weekly, back to monthly, back to weekly. So again, that emphasizes healing isn't linear. Some days are better than the rest. Some sessions are better than the rest. And it has been an eye-opener. It helps me process and talk through some of the things that I never have ever voiced to anyone that knows me on a personal level. And I will honestly probably never voice. There are some things that truly don't need to be voiced to everyone. And even with this podcast, I want you to know that I will never be able to voice every single thing that I may have been through. But just know that it is okay to speak to someone about those things that have been buried deep down, that you may feel embarrassed about, that you may feel no one will truly talk to you about. And that is why I emphasize therapy, especially with a stranger that knows and is obligated to not share anything that you tell them, that can talk with you through it, that can allow you to pour those things out. And again, podcast, the things that I may not have been able to truly voice or externalize, podcasts have helped me to have a voice that can voice these things for me. Even if I may never speak on these things, hearing someone else talk about it in their vulnerability, in their realness, in their rawness, is everything that I need. It heals a part of me that I never knew existed. And knowing that I'm not alone in these situations, in these life changes, in these life experiences is so rewarding. I have loved podcasts and I honestly put it over therapy. I can't lie. It has been an outlet for me, especially podcasts that are interactive where you can email, comment, relate to the person, and they respond. I love podcasters that respond. It is so healing, and it is a form of therapy, and it's free. It is free, and I love it. Therapy can also be free as well, but you don't have to make an appointment for podcasts. You may have to wait for an episode to drop, but you can return to it again and again and again, and each time you listen, you may pick up on a new piece that you didn't hear the last time. community. My friends have evolved. My circle has evolved. Relationships have evolved. But I'm at the point in my life where I feel very safe and secure in the community, the circle I have. And my community also bleeds into work. I have a great work environment. I love what I do. Again, I'm a child welfare social worker. And I get to experience and see some of the things that I realize a lot of people go through, a lot of people see in their childhood, even in the adults I work with, some things that they have been through that they voice that I can relate to. I may not always be able to put a voice to their voice, but it is very fulfilling to be able to make a difference, even in the smallest way in these people's lives, even if it's just showing up when they least expect it or when they need it most. Just being there as an extra support for them means everything to me, and I truly value my work so deeply. So shout out to all the social workers out there. Your impact, your job, your work is bigger than you even realize, bigger than I even realize at times. And it's times when my clients voice their appreciation to me that helped me realize that I truly am doing a pretty good job. Because a lot of times we don't give ourselves the credit that we need to. So just know that even beyond social workers, teachers, I can't even name everyone. Just know that regardless of what you do, your job matters. You make a bigger impact than you know. And even if people don't voice it as much as you may want or may need, just know that you are valued. And finally, my personal relationship with God. I truly could never give what I give to those around me. People are always coming to me and sharing things with me or talking about how peaceful my presence is and how encouraging I am. I never could be who I am without God, without truly pulling from the source, without truly knowing who I was in Him first. I could never be who I am today, because me 2-3 years ago would not be able to give what I give, show what I show. Now, I have been through some very toxic, painful, hurtful situations, and I didn't realize until I truly went to my first love, how to give what I give now, how to be who I am now. So I encourage always to go to the source, to figure out who you are. Like I said, you have to be selfish for a season. You have to pull on you. You have to pour into you. You have to figure out what you want, what you need, what you were created, designed to be, to do before you can give and pour into other people, because you can't pour from an empty bucket is the phrase I am always reminded of. You can never, ever, ever pour from an empty bucket because you're supposed to be empty, you know? So you have to make sure that you are taking time for yourself, even through your healing, even on the days you feel 100%, you still have to pour into yourself. Because if you take that 100% and you just keep pouring out, and not pouring in, you're gonna go empty eventually. So you have to keep topping yourself off. You have to keep truly realizing your worth. You have to love yourself. You have to do for yourself before you can do for anyone else. So where I am now, y'all, I am still learning. I am still healing. I feel like that would be a question. I feel like it's kind of, you can kind of put that together from the way I have been talking. I am still healing. Again, healing is not linear. Some days are still, I'm still in a funk some days. I'm still in this place where, and I'm sure I'll never be out of the place where there would be days where I just want to lay in bed all day and not move. I just want to sit here and be. And that's okay, you know. Some days you need those days sometimes. Some days you really just have to do nothing. You just have to be with yourself and just cut out the world for a couple hours. I'm still learning to value the little things. There are still times where I want things to happen quickly, instantly, how I want it to happen. And you truly don't value a person, relationship, friendships, partnerships, until you learn how to value the little things. You can't always expect people to want or do the things that you may be expecting of. Sometimes learning how others process and deal with things helps you to heal and love yourself a little better. I am, again, like I stated, being introduced to simple, slow, kind love in this season. And it has been very fulfilling. And having someone that pours into you the way that you have always wanted to be poured into is so healing. So appreciate and value the newness of love that comes into your life, even if it may not be what you're used to. Chaos, loud love, toxic love, accept it. Allow it to heal little you that escaped reality, that had to use various different things to escape what you didn't want to have to tap into. Allow that love to help you come out of those patterns, behaviors, coping skills, because it is very, very fulfilling. And learn to know that you have to take care of yourself. Going back, you have to pour into yourself, because you can never love until you love yourself. Thank you so much for tuning in today's episode. I hope that it encouraged you. I hope that it enlightened you. I hope that it unlocked the part of you that you may have been blocking off for a while. Like I said, I always want to end the episode with an encouragement or homework, but today I want to do a little reflecting. You can even use this as a journal prompt. So a lot of today's episode was, you know, pouring into yourself, making sure that you are good, that you are whole with yourself, in yourself, before you can pour into and give to others. So today's reflection, or if you want to write it down, journal prompt is, how are you really doing? So you can do, how is your name really doing? And you can sit and reflect on that for a moment. You can write it down, which I love journaling. I love writing these things down because I can go back and reflect on it on a day I may not feel the best and I need a little encouragement. So with that reflection, you know, pour out of yourself. You know, how are you really doing? How have you been feeling? How have you been processing things? How have the people around you been making you feel? This could be a way to reflect on if you should let go of different things, people. What are some of your goals? How are those people tying into your goals? Are they reflecting that they'll be there when you satisfy these goals, or will they only be around when the spotlight is on you, when things are only on the up, not when things might have to go down for a while and then back up because you have to maybe go into a season of isolation? What are some of your aspirations? You know, pour out, empty yourself, and then fill yourself back up. Pour some light back into yourself. You know, put on some lo-fi, chill, R&B, Christian, whatever makes you feel whole, at one, at peace with yourself. Put it on and reflect for a minute. Even if it's just instrumental music, put it on and just pour out for a little while, and then pour back in and fill yourself for this upcoming week, because you never know what this could unlock in your week. Just a push to get you through. But with that, thank you so much for tuning in today's episode. Remember to drop comments, questions, suggestions, and don't forget to like and subscribe and turn on my post notifications so that you're notified when I drop the next episode. Like I said, I hope to be able to be consistent. I want to upload on Mondays. Every Monday, every other is a little more promising, but I am going to try to stick to every Monday for now. But thank you so much for tuning in, and I hope you guys have a great week. See ya.